This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, yesterday on Cross Hope, we not only began a new message, but a new series. It's a series with a simple title, just two words, Jesus Is. That's it. Jesus is. What you believe about Jesus impacts everything you are as a man or woman. Hebrews 1 says Jesus is the exact representation of God's being, and he's the radiance of God's glory. We don't use language like that, but it speaks volumes to us today about who Jesus is. Let's continue with part two of the first message from a series called Jesus Is. There are men in this room, you've had some dramatic change in your life. Not because of you got religion, but you met Christ. There's some women in this room. There's been some changes in your life and changes in your home and changes in your marriage. Not because you decided to follow a church group. It's because you met Jesus Christ. Jesus is everything. It's all about Him. It's not about us. It's not about this church. It's not about what I want. Everything around Christianity is centered around the person Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who's described, get this, as the radiance of God's glory, verse 3, and the exact representation of His being. I don't use language like that. You don't use language like that. But let me tell you, that captures for me when it says Jesus is the radiance of God's glory. Here's the illustration right up here on the board or on the screen. You see the source of light is indicated on the left side of the screen. It's implied. And then from left to right is the radiance of the light. Now, would it be safe to say, about if I point to the radiance of the light, to say that's the light? It is the light. The source is over on the left, but that is the light. And so it is. Jesus is the radiance of God's glory, meaning He's God. And He's the exact representation of His being, meaning He's God. And that's why it's so important as you study Christianity, if this is all new to you, the most important issue that you have to decide is, who's Jesus? It's not what does this church believe about 87 different things. You need to know what this church believes about Jesus Christ. That's all that matters ultimately. Who is Jesus Christ? And the Hebrew writer says He's the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, which is a formal, poetic way of saying He's God. One and the same. One and the same. What's the deal here in this passage about in the last days, in these last days? This always surprises people. I have people ask me all the time, Randy, do you think we're living in the last days? When there's a big crisis, when 9/11 happened, 2001, people said, well, is this a sign of the last days? The last days began the day that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. We're in the last days. It started with the resurrection of Christ from the dead, from His death on the cross. We're living in the last days. And what's the thing about angels? You notice that angels are mentioned several times. You need to understand in this day and age, people even worshiped angels. They not only talked about angels, but there was angel worship. I found out this week in reading that some people thought that when Moses got the Ten Commandments, he couldn't have received them directly from the Lord. That would have killed him. That experience would have killed Moses. So probably what happened was that God gave the Ten Commandments to an angel who then handed them off to Moses. That's nowhere is that taught in Scripture in the book of Exodus. You won't find that at all. But here's the thing. The Hebrew writer says the angels worship Jesus. He was making a point that even the angels bend the knee to Jesus Christ. And here's my point. I need to be connected to the one the angels worship, and that is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.